92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. Dane County leaders are working to create an advisory committee on data centers. County Board Chair Patrick Miles is introducing a resolution that would create the Dane County Advisory Committee on Data Centers. Miles says the committee would study risks, benefits, and what he calls complex questions about these huge projects. They'd look into how they affect the environment, impacts on the economy, energy use, and how best to review these proposals. The potential committee has got the backing of the Dane County Cities and Villages Association and the Dane County Towns Association. Of course, this comes on the heels of one company that wants to put a huge data center into Forest, and now they're giving the community a first look at their plans. QTS is based in Virginia and has projects all over the country. They're proposing a 600-acre data center campus, technically in the town of Vienna near County Highway V, just west of the interstate. But earlier this week, the company told DeForest leaders they'll be submitting a petition so DeForest can annex the property from Vienna. That would mean DeForest gets the tax revenue and DeForest leaders get to approve or deny the project. QTS employees held informational sessions yesterday to answer some community questions, and there are many of them.
Do any of you live next to a data center, and has there been any reported health impacts to live in such close proximity to a data center?
One of our co-CEOs, David Roby, has lived near this site when it was chip manufacturing and then data center for 25 plus years. You know, we've never had any reports on that. He's a little bit of a wacky guy, but I think health-wise, he's doing fine. But yeah, we haven't heard of anything like that. That would be something we would want to monitor and understand really quickly.
The DeForest Village Board will meet later this month. That's the next time they'll talk about the proposal. As the federal government shutdown continues now, it's impacting air travel. The Federal Aviation Administration is reducing air traffic by 10% at 40 of the nation's busiest airports. That's to reduce pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay. Now, that does not include the Dane County Regional Airport. However, it does include cities with arriving or departing flights to and from Madison. For example, there were 32 flights that arrived at Dane County Regional Airport yesterday, and all 32 came from airports with reductions. If you're flying out of the Madison airport or have someone flying in, you'll want to keep a close eye on flight information. Some downtown Madison street updates for you. After being closed for 6 months, Randall Avenue is now back open. It was shut down between Campus Drive and West Dayton back in May. Crews were installing a UW and Department of Administration utilities project. Metro Transit buses will adjust their routes to use Randall Avenue again starting on Monday. And this weekend is the Madison Marathon. Some streets will be closed downtown for the race on Sunday. Runners start on the Capitol Square and end up going through the Arboretum, Vilas Park, around Lake Monona, ending up back at the Capitol. Races start at 7 o'clock Sunday, and the final runners are expected to finish by 1:30 in the afternoon. This weekend is also the final farmers market on the Capitol Square of 2025. The Dane County Farmers Market is the largest producers-only market in the country, a point of pride for the Madison community. Tomorrow, it's on the square from 6:15 to 1:45. And then starting next week, the holiday market begins. Those will be at Monona Terrace. And then after the new year, the winter market is every Saturday at Garver Feed Mill. Meanwhile, a win for sustainability here in Dane County, all from food scraps. The city and county collect scraps for compost. This year, they set a goal of collecting 40,000 pounds just at the farmers markets. Last week was the final collection date, and they started the day about 700 pounds short of that goal. But throughout the morning, people brought more and more and more, and they hit 40,427 pounds. The county has a handful of free 24/7 community compost drop-off sites in Madison, Middleton, McFarland, Verona, and at the landfill. And speaking of scraps, if you've still got pumpkins that are maybe nearing the end of their life cycle, there's an easy way to get rid of them. The Madison Streets Division says put them out with your leaves at the curb and they'll pick them up. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Back to the future with Fickle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Luke Fickle will be back next year as the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach. That from athletic director Chris McIntosh, who said the focus will be more on funding the program, not firing Coach Fickle. The Badgers host the number 24 ranked Washington Huskies at Camp Randall Stadium kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Former Badgers coach Paul Chryst said to be a candidate for the head football coach opening with the Oregon State Beavers. Basketball tonight, the Badgers in Northern Illinois in Madison. NBA, the Bucks and the Bulls in Milwaukee. NFL, we told you last spring it was the league that nudged the Packers into proposing a ban on the Philadelphia Eagles' famous tush-push play, not Matt LaFleur.
They did the annual
meeting. I'm not going to get into it. The NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 58 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 30s tonight. Tomorrow, a little light rain, snow mix, possible minor accumulation with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.